Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Have we started our Monday with an exploding pen?
Monday. Why? Mine did. Oh. I don't know. It just kind of...
Or just smudgy.
Smudgy pen.
A smudgy pen.
A smidgeny smudgy.
What happened?
I don't know. Just like extra.
Did you carry it in your pocket? Do you have a smudgy pocket now?
No, I just pulled it from a holder.
A pen and, holder?
Yeah.
Or
it
holster.
Should be fine.
Oh, little holsters? You have pens in them? Pew, pew.
That is the nerdiest thing you... Wow.
Is it?
Oh, my God. Yes.
No, I think I've had much nerdier. A pen holster is nerdy?
What if instead of a pocket protector, they were holsters?
And they went around your belt like Batman, but you're
then
pen man.
Then people would respect me.
I'm pen man.
No one would look down upon... Penman.
Because I'm always ready with a pen.
Oh, wow. And it's so much better than a pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit cooler.
It's a lot of bit cooler. One is volume alone. Because at first glance, people are going to think it's bullets.
No,
and then they're going to get closer. And they're like, those are pens,
it's
man.
It's just pens. What else would you put on your utility belt?
Well, I'll have one random pencil. Because somebody always, one of those mechanical pencils.
Yep.
You never know. I remember those pink erasers from grade school?
Yes.
Should I have a couple of those on the side?
Maybe one. Do you think you need two?
Well, do I need erasable pens?
If you only have one pencil, do you need to erase it? Is my only question.
That's a good question. Yeah. It's already built into the mechanical pencil.
Yeah.
Knowing me, though, I'm probably going to have one too many Sharpies because I love a good laundry marker.
You do?
I do.
Laundry marker?
Those originally came out as laundry markers.
Oh.
Yeah. Because you could write on the fabric and it wouldn't wash off. That's the laundry marker.
Really?
Turned into a Sharpie.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
And look at it now.
I know. It's everywhere. Different colors. It's like smelling the rainbow. Oh, I should have the scent markers too.
That's what you should have on a utility belt. And just, it's mostly for just sniffs.
Just for me?
It's just sniffs. And he's got a bunch of different colored dots on his nose from
through the day. You can kind of tell what mood I'm in based on the color just below my nose.
Oh, buddy, what's up? That's a lot of black licorice.
Oh, I don't know.
Are we having a bad day?
It's the only smell that's left.
Oh, Eric, why so much black licorice?
I don't know what's going down.
It's the only one I can still smell. I wasted all the scents.
Yes, exactly. Cherry, dead. Orange is dead. Blue
is
dead.
All that's left is black licorice.
All right, well, Pen Man just invented. So if Marvel or DC's listening,
hey guys,
we just gave you a new office superhero.
Don't let them have it for free.
I will ask for something well worth that value.
He will see you after the show.
Yes.
He will be competent.
It'd be like a Caitlin Clark Nike shoe deal. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm after.
Yeah.
For Pen Man.
At least 28 mil minimum.
Did you see they had a list of who also was going after her and for how much, by the way?
No, I did not.
As I completely changed the topic.
Wait, what?
Yes.
There were more?
It is floated out there that Under Armour would have been second at about 14 million. And then Adidas was like, why even show up? Right?
Really?
They had a number. But then they're like, never mind, we'll walk away. Yeah, so it came down to Under Armour and Nike.
Really?
Yes.
I can't.
Because now that you're out of a college, right, you could pick the brand that works for you.
Was Reebok not invited?
Or? I didn't see Reebok on the... I don't see a lot of Reebok basketball
don't
shoes.
Either. Asics?
Asics?
No.
Puma?
Puma. Where was the Puma?
Puma.
There's no Puma.
No Puma.
I don't
for
know.
Caitlin Clark.
I guess you don't really see that as much in basketball. Maybe it's the sport.
I had Puma football shoes for a year. They're more of a soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't they?
Other football.
Football.
Yeah, football.
With one U and an umlaut.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, regardless. And then the footage is out now of her first couple practices. She looks like she's been playing for years.
Well, she has. She's just finished college, so.
Oh, it looks like she's been playing at that pro level.
Oh, at pro level.
Let me say pro level.
Okay, I was going to say, well, she didn't.
Touche.
She
has been playing for exactly 4 years. You're right.
Yeah.
And then high school before that, and then home gymnasium before that.
Even just like the apex of your college career. You
yes.
know,
I mean,
she still went through all the way through the final four.
Not missing a beat.
Huh.
Looking good.
She is good.
Yes, yeah, she's great.
You know what? Let that greatness be our destiny for today.
Okay, I was just thinking maybe she needs to sign that Nike contract. Pen Man could be there for her to hand her a pen.
That would be cool.
Hey, Caitlin.
You were there for history for the signing of the deal.
Pen Man. I'm just there the day they sign contracts.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Pen Man.
You're
welcome. We couldn't have done it without you.
Citizen.
Wow.
Wealthy citizen.
Epic. Epic
You're
stuff.
Welcome.
And this is just the strangest coincidence. And I think it's the cutest stories. There are two babies born the exact same day at the exact same hospital. This happened April 10th in Huntsville, Alabama. They welcomed a baby named Johnny Cash and June Carter.
Get out of here.
On the same day, June Carter was born at 2:30 in the afternoon and Johnny Cash came later that evening. And the parents don't know each other. And it was completely like random that those babies even got those names.
So they don't know each other at all?
They don't know each other. This was not planned. No, they met each other at the hospital because it's like, hey, I noticed you named your baby Johnny Cash. My baby's name is June Carter. Baby June's dad's name is Carter, so they wanted to have his name in. And they just agreed that they liked the name June, so she's June Carter.
They had to have known, though, when they said the words June Carter in that order.
That's kind of cute because they're from Alabama.
Yeah, okay,
you know,
yes.
It's great. And meanwhile, Johnny Cash is only John because John's running the family, so you have to name your son. Your firstborn son has to be John.
That's by family law.
John. And then they want to actually call him Cash. Like, that's his name. So he's John Cash, Johnny Cash.
Are you talking play dates forever? Is this an arranged marriage at this point?
Basically, right? Yes.
They have to get together.
Yes. These parents need, they've met. They need to stay in touch throughout these children's lives. They need to get back together.
Then it'll be June Carter Cash and whatever his real last name is.
Yes.
That is crazy.
Isn't that cute?
It's cute. Weirdly.
But also weird.
Yes.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just keep going back to my weekend. Yesterday we had, it was like celebration upon celebration. My mom's birthday was this weekend. We had a big open house. My husband's grandma turned 80.
So do you have a card party?
Yes. You have to have like a little reception celebration for that. So it was a big family weekend. Got to see some people. And I got to meet my newest nephew who, oh my gosh, is like 2 months old now. And I just met the little baby for the first time. And as I got him out of his little car seat and I'm holding him up, I'm like, oh my goodness. My mom stops and she goes, oh, I've seen that baby before. And she goes and she gets my baby picture.
What?
Yes. His baby is me as a baby. And it's also kind of him as a baby. Like my brother's baby looks just like me and him as babies. Like we looked very similar. All three of us.
All that family DNA in one little baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it go from adorable to weird?
It right was there? Also a good reminder, like, you really look like your brother, which isn't something any lady wants to hear,
from
really.
From your mom.
Yeah. Oh, you look just like your brother. I don't know. It's just sweet. And
what is it? What trait or characteristic carries through on the baby face?
For this particular baby face, it's cheeks. We got a lot of chunkiness in the cheeks, and we carry it all right there.
You guys have a cheek gene?
Uh-huh. And so not quite jowls, but close.
Well, wait. Wait, just
you
wait.
Know, 'cause babies,
wait for gravity to work about 20 more years.
It'll hit, baby. It'll hit.
I've seen this baby before. And you're like, what's happening, Mom?
I was like, what do you mean? Nope. It was me.
Well, your story blends nicely into mine because I think what happened is you're seeing the effects of aging on my face. Because the first thing you said when we got in, you looked at my eye.
Oh,
and you're like, do you have a shiner? It's exactly what you said. Do you have a shiner?
Yes.
And I'm like, where? And you pointed at it. So I'm poking around. Nothing hurts. And then I have since gone to the men's room to look.
Yes.
And I'm keying in on two things of my left eye. There's a little bit, it's like right there, which looks like it's kind of shadowy.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a little like slightly discolored dot right there. Was that what you were talking about?
I think it was just bad lighting. Because in here you look fine.
Because I brought my emotional support pickle, which is purple, Producer Ben got me this, both of us, for Christmas. Is it purple or was it bad lighting?
It was just bad lighting.
I'm okay?
Okay.
if you go anywhere in the build, like, this is the exact spot for great lighting.
I have great lighting here. I should never leave this position.
You do not look in any way like you have a shiner.
Okay, good.
No, you look great. I think it was just the way that the light was hitting.
Because then I'm like, did I fall down and not remember it? Did I get into a bar fight in New York City and not remember it?
Wait, did you?
No, none of the above. No.
I don't remember.
No, I remember all of it. And I'm fine. And now I'm holding a pickle to my head. And that's weird.
It's got weird. Yeah.
Cedar Rapids police have arrested two individuals following a vehicle pursuit that ended in the Cedar River, with two people attempting to flee by swimming the Cedar River. Officers attempted a traffic stop. This goes back to 12:28 Friday morning. We're just getting the news release now. Vehicle eluded officers. Pursuit goes into Johnson and Linn County on various roads. Pursuit then ends when the driver drove the vehicle into the Cedar River by way of a boat ramp near the 2900 block of Old River Road Southwest.
Yeah.
The driver and passenger then attempt to continue eluding officers by swimming from the south side of the Cedar River to the north side of the Cedar River.
How'd that go?
If you're the police, where do you go? The north side of the Cedar River. There's only one place for them to come out. They were treated for exposure, cold conditions, both were arrested. 26-year-old Kyle Nedelicki of Cedar Rapids faces charges of OWI, eluding, driving while barred, reckless driving, interference with official acts, and multiple traffic violations. His passenger, 24-year-old Haley Johnson of Palo, faces charges of interference with official acts and arrested on outstanding warrants.
Oh, no.
That's how their Friday went. The National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships moving from Cedar Rapids to Coralville, to the Extreme Arena. The NCAA, by the way, is set to make women's wrestling a sanctioned sport in 2026. So this will be the last time it's hosted by this third party. I don't know then if the contract continues from 26 on, mm-hmm. or if this is just kind of the crowning moment of the last year of it. We'll have to see what comes after that. That after, by the way, it was announced the Missouri Valley Conference will have Extreme Arena host their Women's College Basketball Conference Tournament in 2026. So a lot of exciting things happening at the arena in Coralville. What's got us feeling all right this morning? If you're in the trades, like you run construction or pipers or outfitters, and you actually know this already because you're putting it on, but more than 1,000 students from 65 different schools are attending the Build My Future Construction Career Day all tomorrow at Hawkeye Downs.
Cool.
So 65 different schools, 7th through 12th. It's hosted by Future Builders of Iowa. Those students will have the day to learn about the construction industry, and it's all hands-on. It's everything from carpentry, plumbing, heavy equipment, masonry, drywall. And 12 schools are sending teams of five that will do a skills competition for carpentry and welding competition on the spot. So they don't know the project. Their team of five will be given the raw material. And then whatever, build this or weld that, go.
Wow.
So that's going on tomorrow also. All taking place at Hawkeye Downs. State of Iowa will always have this level of jobs available. And there's always a pipeline issue, right? We always hear who's the next in line to take on the trades.
We need more skilled workers.
It's the skilled component. And I keep going back to, I think people don't realize what the work is. Mm-hmm. It's just like, if you can't go to college, you have to get one of those jobs.
Yeah.
No, it's equal or better. You're out of the gate making more money usually than a college graduate.
Exactly.
So this is all taking place coming up tomorrow at Hawkeye Downs with Future Builders of Iowa. That's got us feeling all right on a Monday morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
The annual White House Correspondents' Dinner took place this past Saturday, lovingly referred to as Nerd Prom. Which I like.
Which is a good name for
it. Great name. But it was a hot ticket. There were, President, First Lady, the actors, rappers, rockers, hosted by Colin Jost this year. He does Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, and he had some great zinger one-liners, but it wasn't perfect. Some of the gags didn't land. There was some weird non-laughter moments.
I heard some of the racial...
Yes. That stuff did not land.
Didn't land at all.
At all. But then he got real poignant and very sentimental at the end and just talked about how his grandfather had voted for decency, and he thought that that's why we're all here tonight, because we're all being decent. That's how we're all able to coexist in one room. So decency is what it's all about. So I thought that was a very nice, poignant.
I just like that term.
Yeah, decency.
Decency.
Just decency. Okay.
Coming back after a major scandal cannot be easy. So it's important to have something that's going to be a mantra or a song, something to hype you up. And that's exactly what Lori Loughlin is doing. Coming back from the college admissions scandal, she's trying to get back into the swing of things. She sat down and did an interview with First for Women magazine, and they asked her about the challenges that she's faced in recent years. And she said that every day we're met with different obstacles. But for me, it's like that song says, I get knocked down, but I get up again. Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
It's also a very heavy drinking song, Lori Loughlin. I have a whiskey drink. I have a cider drink. I have
a lager drink. As the great poet once said, I believe the poet was Chumbawamba. She also gave some pretty good advice. She said, just keep moving forward. Everyone has good times and bad times, and that is life.
If you watched any of Curb Your Enthusiasm this year, she plays herself in, she basically takes over the golf course in a scandalous way. And pull some strings so she could laugh at it.
She gets it.
She's also not afraid to go out in public. I saw, well, I didn't see her next to me, but on the big screen, she was at the Billy Joel concert.
You were in the same arena as Lori Loughlin?
Yeah, she was way close to the front. I was way in the back.
She had a but little she bit was better
there.
Tickets.
Yes, she was there.
She was there having a good time. Okay, we have been blessed with the gift that just keeps on giving, Taylor Swift. Her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is now a full week old, and parents are starting to realize that maybe this new album isn't a kid's album. Profanity on this album is up for Taylor Swift. She's up 5,600% increase in profanity.
Since like her first album?
Since her debut
okay,
album.
Okay, yes.
She swears a total of 57 times, which is up from one. On the debut album, she's got a song called Down Bad that has the most 18. And don't worry, I edited it.
Is Claire's cat mix available as a download?
Wouldn't that be great? That's all I've seen all weekend is parents complaining about the amount of profanity on this album. It's like, well, maybe it's not a kid's album.
I have seen the counterpost to that, which is like, she's a 33-year-old woman going through these things. She's an adult.
Yes.
She's not making music for kids.
She never said, hey, kids, gather around.
No.
It's time for story time with Taylor. No, no. But as you watch the albums go through the years, profanity doubles from album to album, which is just an interesting stat.
Also feels like, as calculated as she is, I bet she's counting.
Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's like any like child star, any Disney, they always go through this rebellious phase, right? She's an adult. She's using adult language. We can't be surprised.
We shouldn't be surprised.
We shouldn't.
I do wonder, though, is there a parental advisor? Is that still a thing, first of all? That
oh,
sticker?
I don't know. Is that it?
I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Because if you have to do it on a movie, right? I guess you do it on an album, and
yeah.
It, that sticker's right there when you guys downloaded it. I know you don't see it because it's digital, but I'm sure the word explicit is right there on Apple when you hit download.
But the thing with Taylor is that it's got to be a physical copy, right? You always want the physical because
yes.
The physical copies look different. You can get this version and that version and that version. You knew. You knew.
I'm pro Taylor here. Just she's making art, man.
Yeah.
She does what she does.
Yep. Let's not be surprised. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Somewhere between 48-72 and however many more hours I was gone.
Yeah.
Makes a weekend.
It was a full weekend. Lots of fun stuff happening. Maybe a little weather also.
Yeah, we, knock on whatever, I guess, thankfully, we didn't have a worry, a care in the world.
Not a care
in the world.
New York
City was lovely. It was mild, mid-60s the whole time.
Oh, it was just kind of like stormy and a little concerning here Saturday night. But really, I mean, didn't turn up a whole lot. And then yesterday I went out in the backyard and there was a beautiful rainbow as it was raining.
I saw a lot of pictures of said rainbow. I think we were landing at about that last little brush that came through yesterday.
Flew through the rainbow.
Apparently so.
Oh.
Which, by the way, it's full of unicorns.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we don't see them on the ground, but in the air, guys.
You saw them.
Beautiful.
Can confirm.
So beautiful. Well, here's how it works. We do it every Monday. We get a couple pictures up. Then we ask for yours as well. Let's do a little storytelling. We'll start with mine. So when you go to New York City, I could have presented you a variety of photos.
I was going to say, I've seen a lot of photos updates.
Billy Joel concert. We did one of those hop on, hop off bus tours. So like you're driving past the World Trade Center Memorial or like the famous iconic bull on Wall Street. We walked down to the area where you can catch a boat and a ferry to go see the Statue of Liberty.
My.
So many things to see, but we actually picked this restaurant for breakfast based 100% on its name.
Scramble?
We walked there. We were there at half an hour early to get in line to be the first people to eat breakfast that Saturday morning at the restaurant called Scramble.
That's cool.
It was so cool. It was kind of a hybrid Thai-Mexican, but they had a huge breakfast menu. So
interesting.
And with New York, first of all, you can go in any direction, walk 10 minutes, and you're going to, your sky's the limit.
Yep.
They also seem to be starting their farmer's market season because as we're walking, and I don't know what neighborhood we were in, but they were, which is an interesting way to do a market in New York City. There'd be a block of vendors on both sides of the road, but the main thoroughfare crossing, you'd have to still cross traffic, and then they close down another block, and then the cross streets open for traffic. So it's a little dicey. Because New York drivers are New York drivers.
Yeah, you can't close
they
down.
They don't close the whole... They close it block by block, but keep the cross... Could you imagine having the farmer's market where every other road was still open?
And there's just cars
and
driving
it's just
through.
Cars and bike delivery people everywhere.
It's a lot.
It was so much fun. And we had like three places to go eat breakfast that morning. Like somebody suggested that I
we're going to Scramble.
I put my foot down,
so
Claire.
So what'd you have?
This is where I tell everybody we didn't eat there.
I was wondering, I'm like, the menu, that seems...
No, I actually was willing to try something. They were to open at 9:30. We were there at 9:30. Some guy sticks his head out at 9:35, says we're having kitchen issues.
We don't want to...
Which means nobody has shown up, right? The cook's not there.
Okay.
So give us another half an hour. We're like, we're pretty hungry.
Hungry.
And there's this food festival, farmer's market, like right next to us, a block over.
You tried.
So we ended up just working that.
That was Scramble's fault.
That's great. Yeah, Scramble did let me down.
And on behalf of this Scramble, we apologize.
I was a little disappointed. I had, I was ready to talk with the wait staff about what I did for a living. That was our name. And could we get a pic? But yeah, we ended up not eating there.
Well, but you got a good picture out of it, though.
It's a cool sign.
Very cool
sign. And you can see they also do counter service. So that thing behind me pops up and then they could open those windows so people, because it was tiny. It had like maybe
it's cute.
Six tables.
Super cute.
12 chairs. Yeah. So next time I'm in New York, maybe I'll go have a little scramble.
Next time,
a little
for
scramble
sure.
breakfast. How about you?
Weirdly enough, working on a breakfast food. In my photo as well, we had a little practice. My church, St. Ludmilla's Catholic Church, we have this big kolach festival every summer. We didn't get to have it last year because we had some major construction. We're building a new community center, and inside the new community center is a brand new state-of-the-art kolach baking kitchen. And we're just getting into the kitchen now that we can bake the kolaches. So we're kind of relearning how to do it with a bunch of like brand new state-of-the-art items.
It looks like you're holding a fire hose of filling.
Dude, I am holding the Unifiller. It is a pneumatically powered device that delivers cherry filling into the kolaches. One little... At a time.
Is it Claire doing the... Or does the machine just know to go?
The machine has a trigger. So if you see my top finger is up
That's
on a
trigger.
Okay. You click the trigger once.
And it's no more, no less.
No more, no less.
It's like, almost like a cookie press for Spritz cookies.
Yes.
You pop the gun.
One click press. It's the perfect amount of filling to go in each kolach. So I just...
Lovely.
All the way through with the perfect amount of filling. It goes so fast.
I was going to say, as somebody who's made kolaches year after year, is it just like light? Like you're making
Eric,
dozens more?
It was two people with two like regular teaspoons from like the kitchen drawer.
Yeah.
Filling, trying to fill each one, each side
by
of the tray.
By hand was how you did it.
Yes, by hand. Now I am just going, ch-ch-ch-ch. I did a whole tray. Like you time me, man. It's so fast.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's just one part of the process. There's a whole machine now that bakes, that rolls out the dough and cuts it into perfect little
balls.
Are
you kidding me?
You roll it into, yeah, there are all these just trays on trays that go in a proofer, lets the dough rise. They've got a stamper that stamps it. The trays go into the oven. The oven bakes two whole stacks of kolaches. We're going to be cranking out kolaches at the festival coming up in June.
So you've got a new community center. Does that mean I'm going to stand in line for a new building? This is a very important question.
What?
So you said you built a new community center,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
When I would go to the festival, I would stand in line. I'd go down to that weird gym.
Yeah.
Is that the new location or new location? Is there somewhere else I have to go now?
Completely, completely different. Everything's going to be inside now. We're going to have not one, but two drive-through opportunities.
Get out of here.
Because we can bake more now.
This is awesome.
We have the ability to bake the kolaches.
You have changed my world.
I'm so excited.
With kolaches.
Kolaches.
All right. From New York City to the basement at St. Ludmilla's. To whatever you did this weekend, we'll get to your photos coming up. It's One Shot Weekend. Get them up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
You can keep scrolling, but it doesn't end.
Seriously.
There's a ton of pictures.
So many pictures posted, videos also posted on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We love sharing with you what we did over the weekend, and we really love seeing what you did over the weekend.
Speaking of love, can you kick us off with a photo that you are actually connected to by family?
Oh, yeah.
The proposal.
Very exciting proposal this weekend. My sister-in-law got engaged in Pella. The Tulip Festival is next weekend, but they went this weekend because apparently my future brother-in-law had an inside track and heard that the tulips emerged early. So really peak beautiful tulip time is now, not next week.
Way to go, Lance.
I know.
Way to know your tulip knowledge.
Congrats.
And also, it's a gorgeous picture. I should have looked at the tulips. I was looking at that compass arrow thing behind them, trying to figure out where they were. I didn't recognize that.
And you're lucky you don't have a picture of the ring. It's a dazzler.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, on bookending that photo, I've got Sarah sharing some mini golf time with a friend and a little bit of soft serve ice cream hitting the big grocery store in Coralville. Michelle, thanks for sharing your One Shot Weekend photo.
Kendall shared her daughter's prom photo, which it's like, I love seeing the beautiful prom dresses. Thank you, everybody. Especially if you got a dress at Gowntown. We love to see the dresses as they're off going to prom. But Kendall's poor daughter, it was breezy. It wasn't great for pictures out this weekend. So she had a little Marilyn Monroe moment. She was just trying to keep things together.
Push it down. Deb, thanks for sharing photos from the Cedar Rapids Reds baseball team. Her grandson plays and they won both games. Anymore, the posters for all levels of athletes, I just get more and more creative. This entire team wearing black and fun little hats. So I think it's
an adorable photo.
Thanks for sharing that, Deb.
We've got Lori snuggling up to a baby cow. It's like kissing her. It's licking her face.
We have a couple baby animal photos that popped up this week. You want to check both of them out. They're adorable. I heard that the Hawkeye women's basketball team was doing one of those swarm collective money things,
yep,
but for photos at Riverside. And I'm also reading, according to Amy, 10 hours of standing in line
in total,
because
I think because
you've got the group photos and then the individuals, right?
She went to a couple of different events. So there's the cumulative one on Friday. She went to go see Gabby at Coralville. Also, she got a picture with Gabby and then Sydney Altifer.
It's the name I always say, Altifer, because I drove past it every
I'm the same.
It's not Altifer.
A falter. She was then there on Sunday. So
I'm going to say it wrong again. I just want to warn you.
That's 3 days, 10 hours. That's nuts, Amy.
That's a lot of meeting some of your favorite basketball players. Scott, thanks for sharing a Japanese sword show in Chicago. That sounds awesome.
Wow.
And cool. There's that Barnyard Days in Mount Vernon with Ashley's photo. And it's it looks like little baby pigs that a little baby's petting. It's adorable.
That's so
absolutely
cute.
Adorable.
Did you see the there's ice cream flights now? That's a thing?
No. Tell me more.
Erica found out that she tried Friday for the first time,
yeah,
in Marion, and they're doing flights of ice cream now. I did not know that was an option anywhere.
I will fight you for a flight.
I'm going to have to back pocket that idea for another weekend.
I will tell you that.
I love getting inspired by what other people are doing.
I also love this. Anytime there are cute kids in a photo, I can't stop looking at it. But when there are cute kids in a photo getting a pedicure while cheersing with champagne glasses for their fifth birthday party, best friends, cousins, sitting in thrones, you can't look away. It is hyper adorable.
That is so cute. And everybody wants to know, Tammy, where are they? What are those girls doing?
Who offers that? The pink thrones?
I have to say, I saw something like that at the Mall of America. I don't know if that is where they are, but that is just like princess spa day to a T.
Tiaras, beads, robes, feet in the bubbly, and then glasses of kid appropriate bubbly that they're cheersing.
It is so stinking cute.
Thank you to everybody for sharing those photos, and still plenty of space on the internet if you would like to post yours as well. We call them One Shot Weekends every Monday with Z102.9 Morning Scramble and our Z Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
All right, we're going to circle back to me not being the stocky jockey, though I tried.
Tried your best, really. You tried to lay out the case very simply, but there was a lot of pushback for you, Dancing Eric Hansen.
I think a lot of the pushback came because I wasn't admitting to myself I was just jealous.
Right.
I was sad that nobody asked me, and then I made this whole case as to why I was a better jockey.
And you know what? There is space for everyone at Z102.9 Prom. It's coming up this Saturday, so you're going to have to get a move if you want to join us. Get your tickets right now. You can get them in person at the box office at Theater Cedar Rapids or Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City. Great location to stop in, get your tickets quick, and make sure you can join us this Saturday.
Tickets also for sale online at KZIA.com. And as you enter, as we do every year, we pull out all the stops when it comes to theming. We're not giving you an event. We're giving you an experience.
Absolutely. And there have to be these kind of like photo perfect moments. So we have created one photo perfect moment with producer Ben as a jockey.
I believe they've replaced his jockey uniform because part of the reason I was arguing last week was the sleeves were too short.
Yeah.
So I believe a new jockey shirt has come in. But now I'm back into what else am I available to do as a prom is coming up on Saturday. And thanks to a lot of listeners, it was pointed out and I didn't even hear the words I was saying myself and my horse witnesses were describing me more like kin, like more, I'm more like the horse than the jockey themselves.
Absolutely. Some of the noises that you have been making
accidentally
lately,
make.
My goodness, you are not a jockey. You are a horse. So on Saturday, you should be Dancing Eric Horseman.
And when I left on Thursday, we were just letting that ruminate, right? Mm-hmm. We were starting to let that simmer and see what came out on the other end. And I do the last thing. I said goodbye. And you're like, have a good weekend. And then if I could hear it like a cartoon, it's a little ting. Like I just saw this little sparkle in your eye and this little like wry smile. Like you had something up your sleeve.
I had an idea. And I suddenly saw the vision perfectly of how I wanted you to present yourself at prom this Saturday. So I hope you don't mind, but I did a little bit of shopping.
No, I'm ready to go. I've got my outfit picked out. Oh my God, I see what you're clutching to your chest.
I found a little something just for you. It is a latex horse head costume that you could just put on.
So with real mane hair.
Yes, and you have actual hair.
Yes.
It's rubbery and
give
fantastic.
It here.
Yes.
All right. Do you think it's going to fit over my headphones? Should I try it?
Try to.
Okay.
It looks like a thin hole.
From a big fat head?
Well, you try.
Okay, I'm going to try to get my big fat head in this big thin hole.
Just think.
Okay, here we go.
Suck it in. Pull your ears
back. You're
going
to suck my head in?
I don't know if it's going to work.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
Yeah, I'd take
That's the safe call.
Take your headphones off, but okay. I think it'll just slide over, and then you can wear like a full suit as you're planning, and then just this horse head on top, I think is very majestic.
How do I look at my horse head?
Very nice. But you know what? No horse head is complete
what?
Without hooves. And so I also found a horse head that also has gloves that you put these gloves on.
If I look out the right nostril, I can see you.
Perfect.
What are these, horse gloves?
They're horse gloves. They go over your hands, and then you also have hooves.
Does that look right?
It looks kind of right.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's very right now.
Both of them?
Both of them on. Yeah, put them both on. You've got a latex horse head. You got your hooves.
Do horses wear eye watches? Because I will.
You're going to have to.
How's this?
I think it's everything I hoped for. Yes, yes.
It smells funny.
This is the look.
Is that, yeah. Am I smelling me?
You're going to have to make an adjustment. I think
am I smelling a lot of me or a lot of rubber and formaldehyde?
I think it might be the formaldehyde in the horse head.
Outside of, and I swear I can barely see out of that thing. I have to, did you notice I had to angle out of the right nostril?
Yeah, you had to really make sure you could see through. I wasn't sure.
But how did it look on your end? Did it look like a horseman?
It looks pretty horseman-ish.
I'm a horseman now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's officially your look for prom on Saturday.
Dancing Eric Horseman?
I'm so excited. Yes.
Thank you for shopping for me.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.